just to review a halakha that we said last night from the Ben Ish Chai. So he tells us the importance of the kavanot of the Kriyat Shema. One in specific is that when one says the letter in the Echad, the Dalid, it's with Ma'arich and the Dalid. We discussed exactly different ways how it can be Ma'arich and the Dalid. But one of the kavanot that the Arizal says is integral for the tefillot to really get the full benefit is to accept upon oneself virtually, in their mind, mentally, Arba Mitot Bedin. Sekilah, Serefah, Hedek, Bahenek. You see it's written in some of the Sidurim. So the Ben Ish Chai writes that in Torah Lishma, they bring the question, although he is the Torah Lishma, but he makes it like it's somebody else. He says, in Torah Lishma asks the big Sadiq, Yehazkel Kahli, that when you're saying, when you're having the Kavanah, do you have to have the Kavanah while you're pronouncing the Dalit? After all, the Dalit is a hard letter to pronounce, you know, long. Kavanah takes, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds, Sekilah, Serefah, Hedek, Bahenek, it's even longer than that. Or is it okay to start it at the Dalit and then even after you finish, you could just mechaven and you're okay. So anyway, he brings a lashon from the Zohar, a kadosh, and the Zohar is clearly mashma when it says ubod defume b'sivvatem b'rachashan, that while his lips are moving, libe yichaven ur'otei yistalek le'ela le'ela. So it sounds like it has to be simultaneous. Sounds like it has to be, as you're doing the Dalit, you have to be mechaber. So then he writes at the end of the Teshuvah that it's not easy for everybody, especially sometimes you're out of breath. Now, it's not always that you have the ability to ma'arich for as long as you want. So at the end he says at the end over here, let's say the word "behad" ends, there's no choice. As in the tigmerua kavanah niskid b'shtika, you can't mechaven b'shtika, meaning silently without connecting it to the dalit. Efshar she'to'il. He says efshar she'to'il. Liyot ki atchala ita mekusheret b'dibur. His principle is that since the beginning of the Kavanah was mekusher, it was attached to a dibur, so therefore you caught it. You caught the beginning of the Kavanah and the Dalit, now you already can continue it further. Again, the point of it we're seeing is that this Kavanah, now that we have this leniency, it's easy to be mechaber. You're not under any pressure that you have to get it into the Dalit, and whatever you squeeze into the Dalit you have, and if you didn't do it, then you move on. No, you could do it b'shtika after the Dalit. And based on the way we learned it, this is such a valuable kavanah that it's not worthy to just pass on it. Many times writing this book over here, this is an Od Yosef Chai, but he's writing it for the regular folk in Baghdad. He wasn't writing it for any, you know, mikubalim that are mechaben. Certain kavanot even make it to the regular sidurim, and this is one of them. So therefore, it will be, especially today's the Yortzat of Rabbeinu Ari, a good day to enhance our Kiryat Shema in the Kavanah of the Kabbalat Mitot Bedin. Maybe one day we should elaborate a little more what that means, but for now, to have the Kavanah and to even have it, if you finish the Dalit, B'shtikah.